King, you have summoned me. What is it?
Take this here vibranium to the brother Miles as a gift from the people of Wakanda. Go and bring him the vibranium mic. He will use it wisely.
Who are you? You don't know. Don't tell me Negro. That's absolutely nothing. What did you do before you were named a Negro? And where were you? And what did you have there? Ask Professor Maurice Miles Martinez, MC Brother Miles, and he'll tell you like it really is. You can shackle the hands of black people, you can jail the bodies of black people, but you cannot shackle or jail the minds of black people. Rise up, black man, black woman, and reach to go back to Africa.
My father was a Garveyite, thus Marcus Garvey can be thought of as my grandfather. But when you say, I've read in Dr. Ben's book, or I've read in Dr. Ivan Van Sertima's book, or I've read in Professor Maurice Miles Martinez's book, they say, don't speak that information in here. Brothers and sisters, speak your truth to the world.
Brother Miles, the black man's truth is here.
The real Wakandas of Africa podcast.
History is a clock that people use to tell their political, economic, and cultural time of day. Brother Miles, the relationship of history to the people is the same as the relationship of a mother to her child.
Free at last and proud to be black. One day Miles will be free at last.
Hey, Brother Miles, that was really great, man. I'm impressed.
Welcome to the Real Wakandas of Africa podcast, the place where black history, hip-hop, and spoken word come together. I'm your host, Maurice Miles Martinez, also known as MC Brother Miles. At the end of each podcast, we have an original poetry or hip-hop track by myself. Definitely check out last week's podcast, which is a recap of the entire year before. It is an entire concert that I put on every year. It's the third annual Real Wakandas of Africa New Year's Eve concert. Happy New Year. Today, I'm going to be discussing African education. And more broadly, I'll get into this topic more so in a month or two. But here's a little broad overview of African education today. Not only are the oldest universities in the world ever created on the African continent, but the oldest universities in the world that are still open are on the African continent. Now, that might blow many people's minds. Why? When people think of Africa, they think of corruption, of government. They think of things like war, or disease, or famine. But universities? That seems kind of mind-boggling. Now, the university that I'm going to discuss today is just one of a few African universities that are older than any in the world, including in Europe and the United States of America, that are still open. I'll also explain in the coming months that although these universities are old, they're not the oldest universities to ever be created. Those two are in Africa, but we'll get into these other older African universities that led the world in learning for several thousands of years, along with this one that I'm discussing today. Now, I'm not trying to imply that there isn't a need for additional schools on the African continent in many different countries. But that's another topic for another day. Today, I'm going to address the oldest university in the world with the doors still open. I'll also be discussing in a few months some of the curriculum of these universities and what made them so successful, and some of the scholars that taught at them. So the oldest university in the world that's still open today is very old, as defined by the age of any university that you can think of. And I have to explain how old this is because it's kind of mind-boggling. It's older than Oxford University, Harvard University, Yale University, the University of Cambridge, the University of Paris, the University of Salamanca, and the University of Bologna. And its doors are still open for students to attend. Stop there for a minute and think about that. There's a university in Africa that's older than all of these great universities, and its doors are still open?
Yes. And it wasn't alone in being the world's oldest university. What I mean is that after its founding, other universities were also founded on the African continent that provided a broad network of African universities that dominated the learning landscape for about 700 years, and modern universities didn't surpass their level of scientific understanding of these Africans for almost 1,000 years. The understanding that came out of this university was used almost until the year 1800 in European medical colleges. The university that I speak of today is called Al-Karouin University, and it's located in Morocco. Al-Karouin University dates back to 859 CE or 859 AD. And Al-Karouin University is recognized as the oldest university in the world with its doors that are still open. But few, if any, have heard about it. Ask yourself why this is. You created the oldest standing universities in the world that still have their doors open. And I say universities because we're going to talk about others also, to students. And although they're recognized as such, if you really research them, no one has discussed these in any of your world history classes or any of your education classes that often deal with matters of ethnicity, race, and that overemphasize the history of black people failing in American schools. Why is that? As always, we conclude the Real Wakandas of Africa podcast with an original spoken word poetry or hip-hop track by myself, MC Brother Miles, Maurice Miles Martinez. The oldest university to exist in the world, with doors still open for students to learn, is not Harvard or Yale or MIT, not University of Cambridge, nor Oxford, nor University of Bologna or Salamanca G. So where does its heart beat? Where people do sit, as they have sat for more than 1,150 years in schoolroom seats, with a book in hand. It ain't in Belgium or Paris or Boston or even London. Where does it reside? In what place there within, where scholars create literature, science, and medicine? It is a university in Morocco, African, called Al-Karouin. Hear the heartbeat within. And if you asked me to define educational New York Times headlines, it wouldn't be that blacks made it so far since slavery, academically underlined, or that we are currently closing the pandemic gap with new educational guidelines. Instead, it would note that Al-Karouin was founded in 859, and 900 years later, in the year 1759, its scholars' medical books were being used by scholars in Paris, well defined. So we led education, but were pushed to the back of the line, the back of the class, the back of the mind. Malcolm X would say, "It's a crime, it's a crime. Let your mind grow like grapevines, for African education was and is global like airlines. Reverse your thinking and the bind, and expand with thoughts like shrines of all kinds. And listen to the heartbeat that powers your mind."
Thank you for listening to the Real Wakandas of Africa podcast. When you have a chance, please pick a copy of my books up from Amazon, The Real Wakandas of Africa, Dr. John Henry Clark versus Herman Cain, The Great Wall of Africa, The Empire of Benin's 10,000-mile-long wall, The Real Vibranium of Africa, and Akhenaten's Dreams by Maurice Miles Martinez.
You can also subscribe to this podcast and become a regular sustaining member by clicking the link in the podcast. You can donate from $1 to $10 per month, and this makes an enormous difference in supporting this podcast and my research. Thank you again for listening to me, MC Brother Miles, Maurice Miles Martinez. I will speak with you next week.